How to Fail Your Way to Success, a podcast from Jennifer Margulis, PhD. You've probably done this before. Googled someone you know, maybe a friend from high school, maybe a new acquaintance, maybe a work colleague, and felt a gut stab of jealousy when you read about that person's success. The Wikipedia entry mentions that he or she is award-winning. The testimonials on LinkedIn are glowing. And you can see from the gorgeous photographs that your new stalkie is in perfect health, has none of the wrinkles you have, and has never had a care in life. You close the computer feeling really bad about yourself, go to the liquor cabinet, and make a white Russian to drown your sorrows, even though it's fattening, and you promised yourself you were going to stop using alcohol as a coping strategy. I wouldn't really know, because, of course, I've never done this. Excuse me one second. Now, where was I? I graduated magna cum laude from Cornell University, an Ivy League school. I'm an award-winning journalist. I've written hundreds of articles in magazines and newspapers, as well as for online health sites. I've been published in the New York Times, the Washington Post, and on the cover of Smithsonian Magazine. In 2006, I was awarded a Fulbright, one of the most prestigious fellowships you can get from the United States government, to spend a year living and working overseas. My seventh nonfiction book is coming out in August from Ballantine, one of the best-known and most highly respected New York publishers. It sounds impressive, doesn't it? I sound, quote-unquote, successful. But now I have to let you in on a big secret. The success is only a small part of the story. For me, for the friend you just Googled, and for all the people you admire most, whether they're writers, business people, actors, teachers, or politicians. Find the person whose career is most like you want yours to be. That person looks successful now, but to get to that success, he or she likely failed and suffered setbacks more times than you can imagine. So the good news is that if you've already failed in your life one time or many, many times, you're doing something right. I know it doesn't feel like that. I know it's not what you want. I know it sounds completely crazy to celebrate failure and see roadblocks as opportunities. But that's what this talk is about, failing your way to success. One of my favorite characters in children's literature is Betsy Ray. She's an irrepressible, fun-loving, sometimes thoughtless young girl growing up in Deep Valley, Minnesota. And she's the protagonist of over 10 books by a writer named Maud Hart Lovelace. Lovelace's first book, Betsy Tasey, was written in 1940. The books are so autobiographical that they're considered historical fiction, and Maud Hart Lovelace admitted that she modeled Betsy after herself and Betsy's two best friends, Tasey and Tib, after her two dearest childhood friends. Betsy wants to be a writer, and she writes all the time. One of her stories is about a girl who gets decapitated in a sledding accident. For the rest of the story, she carries her head around with her. Betsy's friends think the story's brilliant, so Betsy sends it to literary magazines expecting to be paid handsomely for it. As you can imagine, that's not what happens. No one's interested. Just because Betsy loves writing doesn't mean that anyone wants to read her work. She submits dozens of stories to dozens of literary magazines, and she gets rejected and rejected and rejected. In a later book called Betsy and the Great World, Betsy tells a friend that one of her stories has brought in 61 rejection letters.
The deuce it has. I'd never be able to take it.
Oh, I don't mind, Betsy tells him airily. I think how foolish all those editors will feel when I'm famous. And indeed, though her Headless Girl story never got published, to my knowledge, Maud Hart Lovelace did get the last laugh. Despite literally years of rejection and despite being less successful than her husband during her lifetime, he was also a journalist and a writer, Maud Hart Lovelace became well established as a writer in her own time, and today she's much better known than her husband ever was. She's considered a writer who's made an invaluable contribution to American literature. While these days the average hardcover book stays in print for less than 3 years, Lovelace's books have been in print continuously for over 75 years, and her childhood home has even been made into a museum. What's the takeaway message? Whether you're applying to college, looking for a job, or trying to break into a magazine to become a writer, Lovelace gives us all a really good rule of thumb. Don't give up on your dreams, and don't stop trying. You need to be rejected at least 61 times before you should even consider calling it quits. Now for a more contemporary example. You may not have heard of Maud Hart Lovelace, but you probably know Michael Jordan. For those of you who don't follow sports, Michael Jordan is one of the greatest basketball players of all time. Playing 15 seasons in the NBA, he was an amazing slam dunker and so light on his feet that Nike named a pair of sneakers after him, the Air Jordans. It's hard to imagine Michael Jordan failing at anything, but fail he did.
I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. 26 times I was trusted to take the winning shot and miss. I've failed over and over and over again in my life, and that is why I succeed.
It's a terrible thing to fail, especially when you feel like you're letting other people down, like in team sports. It hurts. It makes you want to crawl in a hole. It makes you want to give up. Of course, I wouldn't know. I didn't let that defender pass me last week at the community soccer game, the one who went on to score the winning goal against our team. Now, where was I? I'm not suggesting that you become impervious to the pain of failure or that you learn to like it. No one likes to fail. No one should. But if you're failing, it means you're trying. It means you're working outside your comfort zone, pushing yourself to a new level, and being proactive about your life instead of sleepwalking through it like most of us do. So what's the smartest way to fail? There's an expression I like. If you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always got. It's no good to fail the same way over and over again. All that's going to get you is a headache. What smart, strategic people do is learn from each failure, examine it from a place of curiosity, lose the I suck attitude, and instead let the failure help you figure out what you need to do differently to get to success. I mentioned I have a book coming out from Ballantine this coming August 2016. It's written with a doctor based in Portland, Oregon named Paul Thomas. After we wrote the proposal and our agent shopped it to publishers, several major publishers were interested in the book, and they got into a bidding war. This is every writer's dream. We had a good, solid proposal for sure. And Paul also had something that publishers love to see, a good platform. For one thing, he has over 11,000 children, about 6,000 families, in his pediatric practice. For another, he has a thriving YouTube channel.
YouTube land, Dr. Paul here. We wanted to make this video.
But there's a backstory. It wasn't always that way. Although Paul knew he wanted to become a doctor, he didn't do very well in school. He grew up in the former Rhodesia, which is now called Zimbabwe, and attended a rural village school where the instruction was in Shona, an indigenous language. His parents were missionaries, and he was the only white child at the school. After college, he applied to dozens of medical schools, but he was rejected from all of them. Instead of giving up on his dream, he realized he needed to up his game. So he went back to school for a master's degree in biology and also became a teaching assistant for anatomy and physiology. But what he really wanted was to go to medical school. So while he was getting his master's, he applied to 4 more medical schools and got rejected again. Paul redoubled his efforts, studied harder, retook the MCAT so he could get higher scores, and reapplied. It only takes one. Though he applied to dozens more schools, and remember, this was the third time he was trying to get in, he was rejected from all of them but one. The school he got into? Dartmouth. I asked Paul what he learned from all those rejections. He told me success is based on getting up after you fall down, learning from your failures, and doing something extra to get you closer to your goals. He realizes now that those roadblocks were actually positive. He was 2 years older when he finally went to medical school, and he had some invaluable teaching experience under his belt. That was important because he was comfortable explaining difficult concepts in front of a group. So later, when he had to teach medical students after he became a doctor, he did an excellent job. The key here is that his dream of being a doctor and of helping people was bigger than the rejection. He wasn't going to give up on that dream, so he kept trying, and it led to success. The same thing happened with Paul's YouTube channel. It was actually his son Noah, who's his cameraman, who first suggested Paul get on YouTube. Paul wasn't so sure. YouTube really wasn't something doctors did. It's not really something they do now either. But he knew he had a larger message to get out to the world about how to keep your children safe and healthy, and that YouTube could be a good way to convey that message. The only problem was that no one besides his mother and a handful of friends actually watched the videos. For 2 years, they only had 100 or so subscribers, and things were going pretty badly. But Noah and Dr. Paul stuck with it. They studied the YouTube channels that were doing really well, and they kept posting excellent content. The channel had 30,000 subscribers when Paul and I were looking for a publisher, which was considered good enough to get us a good advance. It now has over 127,000. Dare to fail. You will fall down. It will hurt. Let yourself feel the pain. Then dust yourself off and try again. If you live your life with integrity and have real passion for what you're trying to achieve, those failures will lead to lasting success. I'm Jennifer Margolis. Thanks for listening.